story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, March 29th. It was cool by the lake. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, Fridays will not be the same without you.
Yeah, it won't be the same for me either. I have to say I'll miss watching the sunrise here out these windows. Oh, and you, of course.
Well, you were the only guest we ever had packing heat, at least that we know of, anyway.
Right, and I remember during the pandemic, I was the only one that was allowed to come in here since I was already working anyway. So it's like
that's right. And I know you have kind of reminisced for the past week, gone through your notes, and you want to talk about some of the favorite places we reviewed, right?
Well, yeah, some that kind of stood out. It was kind of interesting because usually I do these notes. And we plan what we're going to say, or I plan what I'm going to say. But this time it's like it's a little nerve-wracking coming in here not knowing exactly what I'm going to say. But I did make a list of things that stood out over the years. Some of the really good places have closed, so I kind of kept it to places that were still open. But one of the first places we reviewed, it's still around, is Bari Sandwich Shop at 1120 West Grand.
Great old spot.
Yeah, and that was throughout my career was one of the places that was a regular place to go for police officers, and that was so that was one that really stood out.
The next place on your list, I'm looking at it here, the best name of any restaurant.
That's true.
Talked about.
That's true. And one of my favorite hot dog stands, Fatso's Last Stand, which is at I have the address wrong here. It's on West Chicago, but I think it's 2250 West Chicago. Mm-hmm. In Ukrainian Village. They have a couple now since we reviewed them back when they first opened a long time ago. They've had a few open, but the Ukrainian Village one is still the original, still my favorite. So, and I love the name too.
And we really appreciated it when you reminded us about places that have been here for a long time, because you never want those spots to go out of business, like Vito and Nick's, right?
Yeah, Vito and Nick's at 8433 South Pulaski. You know, my number on my keyboard is working out. That's why these addresses are a little off. But 8433, I think, South Pulaski. And, I have to say, it's hard for me to say that the best pizza that I've had that I can remember is on the south side, but it just so happens that Vito and Nick's is the place that makes the pizza really the way I like it without me having to give a whole lot of descriptors. You know, I like it thin and crispy. I like it a little well done.
Yeah.
And they were the only place. Pequod's would be a really close second, but I have to say Vito and Nick's was the best pizza that I can remember in the last few years.
And again, these places fit into the spots that a cop wants to go in and eat at, because they're fast, they're good, and they're not expensive. I think once in a while you took us to a highbrow place, but mostly no.
Yeah, right. And it was for police officers. Yeah, when we first started this, you had to be in and out, and they still have a half an hour for lunch. So let me remind you, when police officers are sitting down and eating lunch, they're not getting paid for that. Police officers are off the clock when they're on lunch, and they work an extra half an hour so that they get the lunch. So if you see a police officer eating, you know, that's not the time to ask them how to get out of a ticket.
Right. By the way, should we get a fireman to replace you?
Well, only if you want to get recipes, because you know what? Firemen are great cooking for themselves, you know. Hopefully my son will be a fireman cooking in some, you know, firehouse somewhere. But the as far as going out to restaurants, they don't. They could tell you where to buy, to shop the best, you know, to get the best deals on groceries. That's a fireman right there.
Let's quickly mention the other two places you want to remember.
Yeah, Baracco's down at 3047 West 111th Street, another place I went to when I worked down in the south and downtown. Also, you know, a big police place. They have a lot of events that they have for police officers. And they had the best lunch buffet. So you can go and I all these places are something that stood out for one little thing, and then the last one was the highbrow place, like you said, the date night place that we would go, is the Boardroom at 137 Lake Street in Libertyville. You know, my wife was kind of surprised that I was thinking that that was one of the better highbrow places, but I really enjoyed the atmosphere and the charcuterie board and the whole small plate sharing kind of thing that they have going on there. It was really nice.
Your colleagues in the department also fancy a charcuterie board?
Oh, yeah. Police officers in Chicago really know a good charcuterie board. You know, it's funny. I went to that place because one of my hobbies is woodworking. I thought that they made their own charcuterie boards. It wasn't until I actually got there and was eating that they meant that it's the dish, the charcuterie. It's not the boards themselves. We're not the draw. It's
listen
the food
to you.
On the board.
And that place is in Libertyville. You covered a lot of ground for us. We'll get a break in here now. And then one of the things we enjoyed most, the sweets you brought us. And we have some bakeries to review and more with Lieutenant David Haynes momentarily. WGN. Wrapping up our Friday food beat with Lieutenant David Haynes, second generation Chicago police officer serving and protecting, but Lieutenant, only you fed us as well.
Right, and you know, we wouldn't we confronted the donut quandary right from the start, and there's no reason not to go out on it. There was we talked about several donut places. We had Donut Olympics over the years, and there was so I made a list of what I thought were the best donut places on the north side, south side, and the suburbs. So
okay, let's hear them.
Well, Allegretti's is number one. You know, 7717 West Lawrence. For years, they've had the best donuts around anywhere.
That was our favorite.
Yeah,
when you brought those in, man, did they go fast.
Yeah, and a close second on the south side would be Old Fashioned Donuts at 11248 South Michigan in Roseland. So, you know, it looks like an old dime store where they have the donut fryers right in the window as you're walking in. And you see Mr. Burrell there cooking, and he's been there for 80 years, it seems like, or well, it's long. Not quite. He's 80 years old. But
he's been there a long time.
Yeah. And then in the suburbs, Spunky Dunkers at 20 South Northwest Highway, still the only, like, really good donut place that's open 24 hours, you know, now that all the big chains have knocked out all the small donut places. It's the only one that's still open 24 hours, so I wanted to mention them.
Yeah, that's good to know. And then you had a couple more places, too, northwest, right?
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure, one on the north, one on the south side, but I wanted to make sure I loved going to unusual dessert places and finding things in Chalks and Boxes up at 4731 North Cumberland has the best gourmet chocolate, and even now with the cocoa price, there was a story in the paper today about cocoa prices going up. They own their own cocoa bean farm in the Philippines, and so hopefully they won't be impacted as much by the prices, but really good chocolate. The most interesting people, I mean, they took me on a tour and showed me how they make it. It was really cool. It made me want to buy a couple machines and start making chocolate. They were
maybe in your retirement,
phenomenal.
You'll do that.
And then the other one was Jars by Jasmine at 1732 East 79th Street. The best pudding I've ever had, and they do a whole different types of pudding, and I met them because their daughter goes to school. My daughter, so she's going to graduate this year, the great story of somebody who just knew how to make good pudding and decided to turn it into a business. And those stories were the best when we found, you know, just people that had a good recipe and said, you know, I can make a living doing this.
Yeah, and it was great how you not only talked about the food, but also the history of some of these places. And I'll tell you something, you demonstrated that a policeman's palate is about a lot more than just donuts. You have a very sophisticated palate, and you certainly demonstrated that with us here. You busted the stereotype, I think, Lieutenant.
Well, I hope so. At least by voice, if not by looks.
We'll get the news on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is where we usually would do some restaurant news, but I wanted to mention a couple of things here before we part. So many emails and texts, and I'll just do a few of them here, and then others I'll do during the week next week. But we heard from a lot of people about the old Dressel's Bakery. Here's one. Every year my dad would buy all four of us kids a birthday cake from Dressel's on our birthdays. Thanks for the memories. And the lieutenant must try lox. Remember one time you talked about lox? Doesn't matter which delicatessen, he must try lox. Also, would love to get restaurant recommendations for the north suburbs. Thank you. Well, people can still write to you and email you, correct?
They can still email me at bcopsguide@gmail.com. And we're doing, you know, I've been doing a podcast, you know, for years, and we're revamping it. We're going to continue to do it. It's now called Jeremiah Creek, which is a great name because you can search Jeremiah Creek and all you'll find is my podcast. There's nobody named Jeremiah Creek in the world, apparently. And we still do the Beat Cops Guide. We're uploading them under both, but we're kind of, you know, instead of talking mostly about food, we're talking mostly about, you know, what it's like to be in your 50s where you've done fairly well, but you're living in a country where your parents are still running everything and your kids think you're, you know, a moron half the time. So we're sort of the Generation X lost generation here.
Yeah.
And so we'll be talking to that. And
A lot of messages from people saying they're going to miss you. I'll tell you, no one is more Chicago in every great way than you, Lieutenant, and I hope that you'll drop in from time to time. You know our policy with you, open door whenever you want. Just come on in here and we'll chat. We have some parting gifts for you there, a wonderful WGN Radio jacket, a cap, and some socks for those chilly nights in Tennessee at your cabin, okay?
All right, thank you.
And be well, and as always,
hey, let's be careful out here.
Steve, I'm glad you pulled yourself together to do the 7 a.m. newscast. I know you're all broken up because Lieutenant David Haynes won't be bringing in any baked goods anymore.
It is the end of an era, and it's just, I'm depressed.
Good for your depression. Diet, though.
Yeah. But it was my one day of the week where I cheated and you know, got to eat some snack foods.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm going to do now.
The best of the Midwest, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking when Marianne and I were doing a midday show for a while here at WGN, we had the lieutenant on reviewing movies. We called it Policing the Movies. And just like with the restaurants, he's so eclectic, and his essays on film, fantastic. Really remarkable guy. But you haven't heard the last of him here. We'll make sure he stops in from time to time.
Yeah, he stopped in the newsroom, and we're all going to miss him a whole lot. And like you said, he's welcome back here anytime.
Yeah, and I forgot. I'll call him up later and tell him that I want to thank him and take him out for a very nice dinner, him and his wife. So all he has to do is let me know if he wants to go to Poochie's, Franny's, or Superdog, and I will be glad to do that.